Ever wondered why some Java applications run flawlessly for years while others crash within days? Effective Java isn't just another programming book. It's a masterclass from Joshua Block, the architect behind many of Java's core libraries. The wisdom contained within has guided millions of developers in creating robust, efficient, and maintainable code. Let's dive into the principles that have become industry standards and explore how they can transform your approach to Java development. Java offers multiple object creation approaches, with static factory methods often superior to constructors. Compare new big integer int int random with the clearer big integer dot probable prime int random. Factory methods can reuse immutable objects, avoiding duplication. Calling boolean.value of true returns a reference to cached boolean.true rather than creating a new instance. They also provide implementation flexibility without specifying concrete types. For singleton classes, use either a public static final field, elvis.instance, or a private field with a public static factory method, elvis.getInstance. The field approach clearly documents singleton status, while factory methods allow future flexibility. With expensive objects, prioritize reuse. Writing string s equals new string bikini creates two objects unnecessarily. Simply use bikini. Avoid recreating objects in loops by moving invariant calculations outside. Memory leaks occur through unintentional object retention. In custom collections, explicitly null out references when they're no longer needed. Here's pop object pop. Public object pop, if size equals zero, throw empty stack exception. Object result equals elements minus size. Elements size equals null. Clear obsolete reference. Caches can cause memory leaks when objects remain indefinitely. Consider using WeCache map when entries matter only while external references exist, or implement time-based expiration. The methods you design form contracts between your code and its users. When overriding equals, follow its contract rigorously. It must be reflexive, symmetric, transitive, and consistent. Violating these properties leads to unpredictable behavior, especially with collections. A common pitfall occurs when extending a class and adding a new aspect affecting equality. Consider a point class with XY coordinates and a color point subclass adding color. If colorPoint.equals treats all points as equal regardless of color, transitivity breaks. The solution? Favor composition over inheritance. Have colorPoint contain a point rather than extending it. Always override hash code when overriding equals. Equal objects must produce equal hash codes or hash-based collections will malfunction. A simple recipe. 1. Start with a prime number, like 17. 2. For each significant field, compute a hash code and combine it. Result equals 31 times result plus field hash. 3. Return the accumulated result. For complex objects, consider caching the hash code if computing it is expensive. The toString method should return a concise, informative representation of the object. A good implementation helps tremendously with debugging and logging. For value classes, consider documenting the exact format and providing a matching constructor or static factory. Avoid finalizers. They're unpredictable, delay garbage collection, and silently swallow exceptions. Instead, implement explicit termination methods and ensure clients call them when finished. The try with resources statement provides a cleaner alternative. Try br equals new buffered reader of new file reader path, return br.readline. Resource automatically closed. Well-designed hierarchies promote code reuse and polymorphism. Information hiding, keeping implementation details private, is fundamental to good design. Make each class or member as inaccessible as possible. This minimizes coupling between components, enabling them to be developed, tested, and optimized independently. Immutability offers numerous advantages. Immutable objects are simple, thread-safe without synchronization, and can be shared freely. To create an immutable class, 1. Don't provide methods that modify the object state. 2. Ensure the class can't be extended, typically by making it final. 3. Make all fields final and private. 4. Ensure exclusive access to any mutable components. Consider this complex number class. Public final class complex. Private final double re. Private final double I. Public complex plus complex C. Return new complex re plus C dot re, I plus C dot I. Operations like addition return new instances rather than modifying existing ones, a functional approach yielding thread-safe objects that can be freely shared. Inheritance is powerful but dangerous when misused. Consider composition instead, having a class contain an instance of another class rather than extending it. This approach is more flexible and less prone to breakage. Interfaces define contracts between components, enabling loose coupling and flexible evolution. They offer significant advantages over abstract classes. Any class can implement multiple interfaces regardless of its position in the class hierarchy, and existing classes can be retrofitted to implement new interfaces without disrupting inheritance. To provide implementation assistance without abstract classes' constraints, create skeletal implementations, abstract interface classes. These implement non-primitive interface methods in terms of primitive ones, making it easier for programmers to provide implementations by extending the skeletal class. The Java Collections framework demonstrates this effectively. The Abstract List class makes implementing a custom list straightforward. Java. Public class int ArrayList extends abstract list of integer. Private, the int array. Public, int ArrayArray, int array. Get, integer get, a.i. Size, int size, a.length. By implementing just two primitive operations, get and size, you get a complete list implementation as abstract list handles the rest. Use nested classes to group related components and increase encapsulation. Static member classes serve as public auxiliary classes, while non-static member classes maintain an implicit association with their enclosing instance, making them ideal for adapters, iterators, and callbacks. Multi-threaded programming introduces complexity that can challenge even experienced developers. Synchronization serves as the foundation for thread-safe programming, fulfilling two purposes: mutual exclusion, preventing simultaneous modifications, and reliable inter-thread communication, ensuring visibility of changes. A critical rule: never cede control to client code within a synchronized block. This means avoiding calls to overridable methods while holding locks, as these could lead to deadlocks. Instead, employ open calls by moving such invocations outside synchronized regions. Here's a good practice example. Public void process data, data, synchronized with this, data equals extract data. Client callback, on data ready, data, open call. When using object.wait, always implement it within a loop that tests the condition. Synchronized object, while not condition met, object.wait, releases lock and waits. Take action when condition is true. This pattern protects against spurious wakeups and ensures both safety and liveness. Thread safety exists on a spectrum, from immutable classes, inherently thread-safe, to thread-hostile classes, unsafe regardless of external synchronization. Document your API's thread safety level explicitly to guide users. The principles in effective Java aren't mere suggestions. They're battle-tested practices that have shaped robust systems across the industry. By applying these guidelines, you join developers committed to crafting exceptional Java code that stands the test of time. Remember, great code isn't just about solving today's problems. It's about creating solutions that remain elegant, efficient, and maintainable for years to come. When you embrace these practices, you're not just writing Java, you're writing Java that matters.